This is Colorado Public Radio News. In co-housing communities, residents help design their neighborhoods, which often include smaller homes with energy-efficient features. They share open space, gardens, and a common house where neighbors can dine together and have guests. Colorado is one of the leading states for co-housing, with 12 communities created since 1993 and six more in the works. Jim Leach is founder of Wonderland Hill Development Company, which has built several co-housing neighborhoods in Colorado and is constructing a new one now. He's chairing a national conference on co-housing in Boulder today, and he tells Colorado Public Radio's Anna Pinoca the concept is still gaining steam, even though the recession has had an impact.
It's very difficult to get financing. It's made it so that the people in these communities need to put more money invested in them in order to get them started. It's also made it more difficult for people to even consider housing changes. But at the same time, we're seeing a lot more people interested in it. So I think it's sort of a good news, bad news kind of thing. In general, I think we're on the right side of the whole movement in our American culture, at least with respect to housing and neighborhoods.
Are you seeing a certain type of person more interested in this now? I mean, are there some trends that you're seeing in this decade with co-housing?
Well, one of the trends that we're definitely seeing here in the United States started in Denmark about 20 years ago, and that's to use co-housing as a model for senior housing, where people at or near retirement age will get together and develop their own community and then age in place in it. And it's been very successful in Europe. So it's a trend that I think is going to catch on fast in the United States. We've just done the first few. We have one, a community in Boulder, Silver Sage, where I live. It's one that I think is quite successful. And there's several others that are in the planning stage and are ready to start construction around the country.
I talked to some people who live in one of the co-housing communities here in Colorado, and they likened it to a relationship. They talked about the benefits of co-housing, but mentioned there's additional work because you're living in a community where people are managing common areas together, maybe making meals for each other a few times a month. Have those ideals changed at all in the past 20 years that you've been involved with co-housing?
Well, they've certainly matured. We know a lot more now, and the latest communities just do a so much better job than the earlier ones at figuring out how to govern themselves, manage their affairs, make decisions together, and do it in a way that's a lot more fun and enjoyable, really tapping into the diversity that you have among community members so that, you know, if you're somebody who really likes to garden, well, then you're going to be part of the outdoor and garden team, and your share of contribution to the community is the stuff you love to do. You know, somebody loves to cook, they might be managing the common house kitchen. So it's not, I mean, sure, there's definitely a commitment. If you move into a co-housing community, you're committing to participate with your neighbors, but it's not a big time commitment. People do it to the extent that they really want to, and they sort of get out of it what they put into it.
Jim Leach is founder of Boulder-based Wonderland Hill Development Company and is chair of this weekend's National Co-Housing Conference in Boulder. Leach spoke with Colorado Public Radio's Anna Pinoca.